Good afternoon, good evening, depending on the time you are listening to this, and welcome to the hottest podcast out there, uncensored.ke. I am your girl, Nicole Nanzai, and Santi right there is with Gangsta Fear. Hope you guys had an awesome week with good weather, good friends, and good times. Anyways, today's topic is on the girl code. You know, that unspoken yet very, very strict rule we ladies apparently live by. And the number one rule in the girl code is don't date anyone your homegirl has been in a relationship with. Single. But I mean, honestly, what happens when your generation has redefined these traditional relationships and has turned them into something totally different? Situationships, for example, right? See, things become a lot less black and white, and in fact have become totally blurry. So you don't know whether you should hate your friend or you shouldn't hate them. Is it really sisters before misters? Ama, things have changed. Anyways, I'm just asking questions, you know. And another question I have is there really anything like the girl code? Because there are so many other instances where we start doubting if there's the girl code. Stick around to find out why I'm doubting if there's a girl code on uncensored.ke. So please don't move. Gangsta Fear, shorty shine like chandelier. She dripping on my hands like a manicure. Cause she know that boom fat like panda beer. Oh no no.
Another guilty beat. Zagalat. It's your boys. Why you lie me? I know say that I no be your uncle. Baby, no they lie me. I know say he be your boy. Oh, why you lie me? He be the same guy. I see you for the spot. Forget Ethiopia. I know be kiddy where you for the lie. Plenty, 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 plenty things we have for talk. Yeah, you get to plenty, plenty, plenty things we have for talk. Let me be your right now, right now, right now, right now. Let me be your right now. I go to love you, kiss you, then run you on the low. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Let me be your right now. I go to love you, kiss you, then run you on the low. Zaga. Zaga.
Baby, I understand your needs. I understand your needs. You need a small boy. We go to give you attention where you need. I understand your needs, baby. I understand your needs. You need a rich man. We go to buy you everything where you need. You get plenty, 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 plenty things where I for talk. You already know. And you get plenty, plenty, plenty things where I for talk. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Let me be your right now. I go to love you, kiss you, then run you on the low. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Hey, let me be your right now. I will love you, kiss you, then run you on the low.
Zaga, it's your boys.
Make we do things truthfully. We go there wanting something low. Make we the do things so fully. We go there wanting something low. Let me be your right now. Right now, right now, right now. Let me be your right now. I go there love you, kiss you, they run you on the low.
Your boy Easy, Mr. Easy right there with Right Now on uncensored.ke, where entertainment, music, and culture matters. And before the break, I was asking, is there really anything like a girl code? The reason I ask this is because, I mean, it's quite obvious there's some sort of bro code for men, right? That's where they stick up for one another and instantly back each other up, even if they're complete strangers. It just feels like they have this unwritten rule. What I call being part of a men's club, you know, your conference, for example, Lilimlienda during Valentine's, Madema Akwenda, that one. Anyways, I feel as though us women, we don't have that. Let me give you an example, okay? So a few weeks ago, I went out with my friend, something that is very rare, to be honest, for me. Yeah, anyway, we went out and we were actually having a very good time. We went out. To some place, I wanted to say the place, but anyways, I went to some place, it was really nice, very posh, cute, you know. So, anyways, after a few hours, we decided, hey, let's go to the restroom to freshen up. And we met a chick who was also doing the same thing as us. Anyway, once we were almost done, she tapped on my friend and was like, hey, you have a calada on your stockings. For those who have no idea what a ladder is, you know, when your stockings can raruka and stuff, those two lines. Yeah, anyway, so we decided to both check on her stockings and we couldn't find anything. So I told her, let's go back out and have a good time, and then once we gather how, I'll help you, you know, figure out where this this ladder was. So we went back out, but the entire time my friend was self-conscious about herself. She couldn't dance anymore, she couldn't walk around, hell, she wasn't even talking as much as she was. So when finally we figured the house, I told her I'd help her to check. So I helped her check the stockings, and surprise, surprise, there was nothing on the stockings. And it dawned on us that this chick at the club probably lied to us because she was, you know, jealous. Not that we had worn dress to kill, you know, as in, it was not even that. It was just playing on the low, my friends. On the low, have you guys seen that? I've done that. Anyway, we was on the low when we were wearing our tomb clothes. So I don't understand why she would be jealous. Then again, we were at a club. Probably she was tipsy and wasn't able to see well. But either way, there are many cases where the girl code is non-existent. It just makes me think that we are out there just to sabotage ourselves when we should actually be looking after each other the same way guys do when they say, hey, bro code. Hey, that's my bro. Hey, that's my nigga. So, what do you guys think? Join the conversation and hit me up on Instagram and Twitter. I go by Nicole Manzai on both. And tell me, is it just me, or do we think that there's little existence of the girl code? You know, that little existence of the girl code is just fading away. Honestly, it's never existed. Because, I mean, hey, well, mama, we can decide. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this small episode on uncensored.ke, where entertainment, music, and culture matters. I've been your girl, Nicole Nanzai. Stay tuned every Thursday at 7 p.m. for new and interesting topics. I leave you listening to Coltrane's Malibu Sleep.
I put sign a product using time productively. That trick is mine, don't touch it, please. My bedroom walls are rainbow, every wall's the same. No guess it's all relative to me. Nasty kids, they lock me in the garden shed and put the garden shears up to my neck. I just left a rave, I swear I fell in love, I swear I did, it felt so real to me. Guess I misjudged you, don't feel love. You feel a lot of other things though. I left the rave fascinated, I left the rave feeling kinda low. My old bro's little sister's birthday, I put a smile on for finally. Put my feet up on the couch, chilling out. But you still in the field, in my bed.
Need a half enough to stay awake. Must
just thought about it, but I couldn't stomach it. I said I'd get that shit away. You said the night isn't over, but today is tomorrow. And I need Malibu, sleep in the Valium. All these things we could try together. She says, you don't have to move, do nothing. I can stay awake all the time, I got things to do. I sit at the rave with a pencil. Going up, I feel invincible, yeah. I just need my rest right now, I can't talk to you. My head is spinning and my stomach turning. How you still sipping and how you still? You might drive me insane, you might drive me insane. She won't pick on my brain, she won't pick on my brain. You might drive me insane, you might drive me insane. She won't pick on my brain, she won't pick on my brain. I lost a pencil, need a pen to talk, need a pen to really feel away. I lost a bag, need that shit to really feel away. You ain't looking for it in the dark, guess you lost your mind yesterday. But I can't save you, say, cause I still wanna grab you closer. And we both so out of our minds, and you whispered to me, stay over. It's gonna be a different kind of night. You said the night isn't over, but today is tomorrow. And I need Malibu, sleep in the Valium. All these things we could try together. She says, you don't have to move, do nothing. I can stay awake all the time, I got things to do. I sit at the rave with a pencil. Going up, I feel invincible, yeah. I just need my rest right now, I can't talk to you. My head is spinning and my stomach turning. How you still sipping and how you still? You might drive me insane, you might drive me insane. She won't pick on my brain, she won't pick on my brain. You might drive me insane, you might drive me insane. She won't pick on my brain, she won't pick on my brain. You might drive me insane, you might drive me insane. She won't pick on my brain, she won't pick on my brain. You might drive me insane.